This is the Totally Ice Hockey Show, direct from the action in Finland. We're bringing you all the news, insights, reactions, insider tips, and much, much more from the IIHF World Championships. The best 30 minutes of your day start now.
This is what it sounded like inside Nokia Arena in Tampere when Finland scored their first of five goals against Norway last night in the opening day of the IIHF World Championships in Finland. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. I'm Marov Sevier here with you every game day of the World Championships alongside Reagan Rust and Mike Johnson. Hey, guys.
What is up? One down. Another couple weeks to go. It was great. First game down.
Yeah, what'd you guys think of day one?
You know what? It did not disappoint. Slovakian fans were singing and dancing and having some fun. German fans doing the same thing, Reagan. It was a beautiful sight and sound to hear everyone back in the building.
Yeah, I'm with that. And the Finnish fans, oh my goodness. If you think your fans were good, our fans were even
better. It was electrifying at Nokia.
Yeah, 100%. I loved it.
And Reagan, what do you think of that opening ceremony?
It was so cool. I didn't know the light show was going to happen. And then I'm over there standing. I'm like videotaping for 5 minutes straight. I'm like, oh my gosh, I should probably stop videotaping now and just watch. But yeah, that was awesome.
Gotta experience the moment, don't we?
Yep.
Mike, you guys had a ceremony of your own over in Helsinki. Is that what we heard correctly?
No, not a big ceremony. No, it was, you know, just kind of opening the games. But there was no fancy light show in my building. Now, to be fair, your building is brand new. My building is quite old. So, yeah, I don't know if we had the sophisticated capabilities for a big light show, but we waited. The show was on the ice during the games.
There you go. Ours was also on the ice, but it happened before and during the games. We'll get into those in a second because now that the games have officially began, Reagan and Mike are going to share with us their moments of the day every day. And just note that this doesn't have to be a play or even something that happened on the ice. It could be anything that caught their attention throughout the last 24 hours. So Reagan, your moment does come from the game yesterday between Canada and Germany. Hit us with it. What is your moment?
Yeah, Mike's going to like this one, but it was the second period goal from Noah Gregor. And basically what happened was a player came up the boards onto the blue line, threw the puck back down low. And then it was, who was it? Maxime Comtois, who just did a little backhand one-timer pass. And then, oh my gosh, one-timer top shelf by Noah Gregor. And it was unreal. I was blown away. And I know that Mike's going to like that.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't know Noah Gregor. He plays for San Jose. San Jose had a bit of a different kind of year this year. I didn't know that much about him. He was really good in the game. So impressive. Now, my moment of the day, which I'm also going to call the rusty one in honor of you, Reagan, was the goaltender for France, Buse. So he gets the puck above the goal line and just casually stick handle it out of the trapezoid. It's like he didn't know the trapezoid rule was in effect. And to be fair to him, they don't play with the trapezoid in France in their domestic league, which I did not know. So it's kind of not intuitive for him like it might be for everyone else. But it was almost comical. There were 7 minutes left. It was a close game. I'm like, what is he doing? He can't do that. The line's there for a reason. And of course, he picked up a penalty and it wasted a couple of minutes. So that was my rusty one of the day.
Ha ha, punny.
Well, it's I don't know if that's a great way to start the tournament, but France did start the tournament at least a little bit better than perhaps expected. We'll get to that in a little bit because Ronja Savolainen will be joining us every Finnish game day, and today is one of those days. So, Ronja, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, Ronja, talk to us about the environment inside the arena when Finland was playing because it was incredible.
Yeah, it was. You can see that in every Finnish you saw on the camera when they were playing and seeing the fans there screaming, and it was a lot of people there. So I was jealous. I wanted to be there and watch the game, or actually I wanted to play there. So it looked fun.
Well, we wish you were here with us as well. You know, sitting next to us. Of course, I'd love to see you on the ice, but. It will just be nice to have you next to us. So, Ronja, Reagan and Mike already gave us their moments of the day. What's your moment from yesterday?
My moment was the fight where Sakumaan Island from the Finnish team were actually starting the fight against the Norwegian player. And yeah, you usually don't see that in World Championships. So that was something new, and I think Finn was the winner for that fight. So
A little bit
I
of an
was
NHL feeling, isn't it?
yeah, I got that feeling. So I was happy. I have never seen that like a Finnish player fighting, so I was happy.
Well, you weren't the only one because the crowd was going wild as well during these fights. And Ronnie, let's talk about this game. Finland obviously coming out strong, 5-0 in the first win, and they were playing well in their own zone throughout this game.
Yeah, like they had the control all the time in their zone, even if Norwegian got like good chances to score. So I still think they had like the control, and the goalie were good. He never were shaking or anything. And I think the player were trusting each other. Always when they had a shot, they blocked the shot or anything, and then they just turned the game up and stuff like that. So I think it looked really easy in their own zone. So
And they were really taking advantage of the Norwegians' mistakes throughout.
yeah, I think almost every goal was because of their mistakes. Not every, but almost. So that's something good. The Finnish players has always been good to take the chances when the other team is doing their mistakes. So I think they need to keep doing that, and maybe do, even if the other one is not doing any mistakes, they need to score more, because I think they had more chances to score. But from nothing, that's good.
Can they keep this up, or was this, product of the opponent?
They can keep this up. I think they have more to show. It was the first game, maybe a little bit nervous and shaking because of all the fans being there, but that was a good first game.
Well, Joel Armia started his tournament with a goal and an assist. He talked about the game and his performance afterwards. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome to play against, in front of our home fans. So, yeah, I hope they come to the rink for the next game too. It wasn't hard to say yes to the invitation to come play for Finland, because I haven't really played in such a long time. So yeah, it's special.
I don't think many players would say no to coming to play for Team Finland, right, Rania?
That's true. That's true. It's playing in your home country, so I think many players are. That's like you don't have a no in your head. It's always a yes. So. And you can see he was enjoying every second. He was super good. He was the leader of the team, and he looked good. You can see that he played in NHL. He was smart, making his line mates better all the time. So that was great to see. So I hope he still has something more to show to the team too.
You and everyone here in Finland, because they were going wild for him and the entire team yesterday. So we'll be excited just to be around them for the remainder of this tournament here in Tampere.
Yeah, that's it's gonna be nice to see when Michael Granlund is coming today too to play. So to see those both leading the team, so it's I think the fans are really excited to see those both the whole tournament.
Well, Ronja Savolainen, thank you for joining with us, and we'll see you next Finnish game day.
Yeah, thank you. This was fun.
All right, guys, we mentioned France earlier, Mike's moment of the day, and now it's Mike's moment to shine, talking about Slovakia, France. You're over in Helsinki, got a first row seat to watch Juraj Slafkovský, who started well with a pair of assists. How would you sum up his and his team's performance yesterday?
Well, I mean, they won, which is what matters. You kind of just not always going to be pretty. If they probably thought it would be easier against France, they gave up probably more chances than they thought they would. But Slafkovský was dynamic. I mean, you forget he has braces on. He's just a kid, but he's a
That's the
man.
marker of a kid.
It
There are adults in
is.
braces nowadays. I don't
Yes.
know.
Yes. Although he dropped the cage now, he's finally 18. He doesn't have to wear the full cage. He wears a visor, but lots of shot attempts, real good looks at net. He picked up two assists. He was a dominant figure throughout, and not surprisingly, right below me were Kent Hughes and my former teammate Vinny LeCavalier, who are representing the front office of the Montreal Canadiens, who just won the lottery and are looking at Slafkovský for potentially first overall. That's the kind of attention he is getting in this tournament. I thought he deserved it. He was really good, playing at the end of the game with the empty net. So for a kid. And this is a man's tournament, but he's still a kid. I thought he was excellent.
Meanwhile, on the other side, France created some offense against the Slovaks.
Well, this is France's problem, right? They play with energy. They're physical. They battle, but they just don't create very much. But that wasn't the case, especially in the second period. They had a run for about 10 minutes where multiple breakaways, good offensive looks. They scored a couple goals. I think that's a lot for them to feel good about because, you know, the energy and commitment's always there, but the offense, not necessarily. So Rebar was good in net for Slovakia as he was in the Olympics. So that was good for Slovakia. But I think France, even though they didn't get any points out of the game, will probably feel pretty good about how they played.
Yeah, and we talked about them facing Italy. We mentioned the word relegation, the one word that no one wants to hear at the end of this tournament. What kind of start like this in a game like this against the Slovaks do to their confidence?
I think it will give them confidence to know that when they play teams that are maybe not quite as good as Slovakia, like Kazakhstan, like Italy. Like they know that they play like that, they should win. And they know that those are the games that they have to win, those couple towards the bottom of the pool. And they would feel good because it can get frustrating game after game, losing 3-0, 2-0. You just don't get anything. And the fact that they generated a lot, that will feel good.
And now let's move over to the games in Tampere. Reagan, USA were up 3-0 going into the second period. Then what happened?
I mean, overall, I didn't think it was a necessarily good game, mainly because it just looked like everybody was... they couldn't connect on their passes, and I think that was the most frustrating part. And when you're playing a team like Latvia and USA is coming out, and they have really good players, but they're not really – the chemistry's not there yet. It was really tough for them to get anything going. But obviously they scored, so you can't really complain about that. And, yeah, it was tough at first.
When we're looking at both teams, USA and Latvia, was this more of a game for them to shake off their cobwebs, so to speak?
Yeah, I would 100% say that because – when they were making passes, it was just coming right off of their sticks. And you can't really flow in a game if you can't catch a pass or make a pass. And so it was really back and forth like ping pong.
You know, can either team take something from this game going forward with them in a tournament, good things that they did? Or, you know, as you're talking about, maybe the negatives that they were doing that they're going to want to come into these next games and say, these are the things that we're going to focus on.
Yeah, I think they got to really try to support each other a little bit better on the puck. And so coming up the ice together, even cycling the puck down low, someone's got to be there. It's got to be always working, always moving, and just really focusing on making those first passes because that's the most important, especially coming out of the D zone.
You know what? I think, especially for North American teams, the tendency is to get to the big ice and think you want to stretch everything out. But in many ways, you have to stay close. You have to stay connected. Maybe one guy can stretch, but the other four guys have to work together. And I think America and Canada will work at that because it's not instinctive. Sometimes they want to blow guys out to the far blue line, but no, you got to be tight. You got to make like 15, 20 foot pass, not 70, 80 foot passes, and help yourself move the puck up the ice.
And if we move back to Helsinki, we're going to be jumping back and forth between these two venues, at least for this preliminary round. Mike, you really enjoyed watching Dubois yesterday.
I tell you what, Pierre-Luc Dubois had a great year in Winnipeg. He was motivated. He was in shape, which I don't know if he really ever was after getting there from Columbus a couple of years ago. And I thought he was a force, a reminder of not only the skill that he had a couple goals, including a beauty wrister for his first one and then one that banked in off him on the power play. But he's huge. He's like 220 pounds. And like that size, both offensively and defensively, was very difficult, even for the stout Germans to handle. He just kind of leans on you. And you can't get it off him. It was really, he was player of the game for Canada, deservedly so. He was fantastic. I thought he was a leader. They didn't have Matt Barzal in the lineup. So like the 1-2 punch of Dubois, Barzal wasn't really there. But I thought Dubois was the leader, both ends of the puck. He was fantastic. And then I wasn't sure. Tim Stützle, who had a great year in Ottawa, I wasn't sure. He's evolved in this kind of player that the opposition does not like. Every game, he annoys the opposition. I think part of it's because he's so good, but part of it's because he's, you know, he's chippy, and then, you know, he wants penalties called against him. He's one of those guys. He's a bit of a ratty guy, and I say that as a compliment, where he's always under the skin of the opposition, but he's playing against Drake Batherson, his teammate. He's playing against Thomas Chabot, his teammate, DJ Smith, his coach. It took maybe 12 minutes, and the Canadian guys didn't like him already. I'm like, okay, apparently it translates across the ocean because he was right into irritating Tim Stützle, who was very good as well. He got player of the game. He picked up assists. He got cut. He was all over the place. But that shows his emotional investment. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have
that
happen unless
you care. That's something
that you
really need in these type of tournaments.
And sometimes it grows, you know, that you kind of get into the tournament as it goes. He was into it right away.
And Reagan, how much can a guy like that get under your skin during game time? Like, you must have had someone like that over the years playing against you.
Oh, all the time. But I loved the fact that he wanted the puck on a stick. He had so much patience with the puck. And I think that was the most frustrating part for people, because if you have the puck in your stick, that means that they don't. And so he was really good about having patience when coming into the zone and even making plays and slowing down everything. So I loved watching him. He was one of my favorite players of the game.
Well, Stützle and Thomas Chabot stopped by the microphones after the game. Let's take a listen to what they said.
I think we played a great third period. I mean, they're a really good team. We didn't give them a whole lot in the third.
I think overall we played a very good game. Obviously, it's the first game for everyone. We played a preseason, but first turnaround game for everyone to play together. So I think we did a good job. Obviously, they got two on the power play here in the third, but I mean, it is what it is.
Shabbat's right. It was a power play game, big time. Canada scored a couple, but Germany had two long 5-on-3s in the third period. They capitalized both times, and Stutzle was on those. Mo Sider scored a goal. He was a horse out there. Played a ton, almost 25 minutes for the first game. No easing him in. But that was an area both teams, they'll like their power play. They won't love their penalty kill. Reagan's going to have to take it over and maybe give him some tips, because the penalty kill was not crisp for either side.
Reagan, you got any tips?
Well, I got 15 stitches in my ear on a PK, so. But what I will say is that Germany had a really aggressive PK, and that's what made it hard for Canada to set up. But when they got overly aggressive or too overly aggressive, that's what led to a lot of opportunities for Canada. So I think Germany needs to be a little bit careful about being that aggressive. They need to pick and choose when it's their time to do that.
And they don't have much time, because they'll be meeting Slovakia today. And Reagan, you really enjoyed watching Germany. What was it that caught your attention, and how can they perform against Slovakia and come out of this game with some points?
I like their compete. Even when they were down, I think it was like 3 or 4 goals at one point, they did not stop working. And they was super physical game. Same with Slovakia. They were super physical in their game. And I thought that was super cool to see. And so they're just going to have to bring that fight to every game.
You think in this pool A, you'd like to finish in the top two to potentially avoid Sweden or Finland in the quarters. And I think this game, the loser is going to have a hard time getting in the top two. The winner is going to have a good shot. So it's a lot on the line.
There's a lot banking on this game.
Yeah, a lot on the line, along with Switzerland, and maybe looking for that second spot, along with Canada up top. And so we'll see. The one guy who's got to be better, if he plays, Philip Grubauer. And I don't know if he's going to play, because he was just okay. You know, and I think Germany, to do really well against the good teams, need excellent goaltending. And he wasn't excellent. He was just okay.
Yeah, people on TikTok were commenting, oh no, he got scored on again.
Yeah, it was Seattle Grubauer. It wasn't Colorado Grubauer from a couple of years ago. So it might be Niederreiter. I mean, they might go to a different option tonight against Slovakia.
So give me your predictions for these games, or this game.
That's good. I think it's going to go to overtime. 3-2 Germany.
Reagan? I like that. I'm picking Germany.
You're picking Germany?
Yeah.
Final score?
I was going to say 3-2, so that's annoying, but I'll go with, let's see.
Got to be first.
Let's go 2-1. I'm going
to
win.
All right, we're writing these down, and then we're going to come back to this tomorrow and see who wins this, because I feel like there's a theme going on for the Totally Ice Hockey Show where it's Mike versus Reagan and every type of competition we can find. So I'm going to keep looking for them. All right, guys, now Czechia versus Great Britain, and we had a chance to catch up with the Czech head coach Kari Jalonen yesterday for a short interview. Let's take a listen.
Coach, you joined Czechia as a head coach just 2 months ago. What are your impressions so far of the team that you're building?
I have been really, really, really busy those 2 months, and a lot of works, but that's our job. You know, like, but that, I had a good feeling with all of those guys who joined with us with the training camp session and the final team. You know, like, we have built up good team spirit, and same time, you know, like, the good team, you know, like, and everybody have their own role, and everybody have the feeling that they are important for the team too.
And how do you feel the changes that you've made are going to affect the team?
This tournament is like kind of like you're facing the different kind of countries, they're different kind of styles, so we have to be preparing really, really, really deeply preparing, and of course we have to trust in our own system.
You've had a couple of practice games over the past few weeks. What have you been doing well so far that you want to see your players doing during this tournament?
Yeah, we have been working on it a little bit, changing the game plan. So we have been working on it in the training camps, and I saw it like even in Ostrava and in Stockholm too, that we all the guys are on the same page, and that's the main thing for me.
You were the first foreign coach in Czechia in 80 years. Does that come with a little bit of pressure?
Everybody who is in the professional business in sport, you know, everybody has a pressure and you have to live it. And I see this my situation and seeing that this is a great challenge for me, and I'm really proud of that I'm a head coach in a Czech Federation.
And what is it like for you to be the head coach of Czechia here at a world championship in Finland?
Like I have been said that, you know, like this maybe happened, somebody have been writing that on the stars, that first of all, I'm the first head coach in a Czech team, and then the world championship tournament is in my home country in Finland.
Thank you, coach. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
So guys, was it written in the stars?
Apparently. For him to, and it would resonate back for him to be back in Finland representing a different country. As you mentioned, it's been a long, long time since a foreigner has been a head coach of Czechia. So a little pressure. I'm sure he feels a little pressure to represent himself well in Finland, but also make sure that Czechia, who's, you know, kind of had some tougher results as of late, puts their best foot forward and has a chance to compete deep in the tournament.
Yeah, Reagan, we heard him talk about his veterans and how can Czechia's veteran leadership help them throughout this tournament?
I think leadership is one of the most important pieces of the game, because with a good culture and good leaders, you're going to be just fine every single time you step on the ice. But if you don't trust the system, like he was saying, it's going to be really tough for them.
And it's got to happen quick, because it's only a couple of weeks and everyone's got to come together. And even though they know each other an awful lot, they still have to kind of get on the same page quickly. But one of my favorite players, formerly of the NHL, still playing, David Krejci, will go a long way in establishing the standard that they play with. And Karl Vemelka, as a goaltender, kind of emerged for Arizona this year, might give them a chance to have the kind of goalie that can steal games for them.
And first game against Great Britain, what do you expect from this game today?
Listen, I love watching Great Britain. They're such a good, just such a fun story, because it's an unknown. Like they just haven't been around. They haven't competed at this level very often in the last 30, 40 years. So, Reagan, I don't know what to expect out of Great Britain. I think we know the game we're going to get out of Czechia. But I think that's what makes it fun, is that Great Britain is just an absolute wild card.
Yeah, and they were at the game last night, too. They were probably scoping out the competition, but it was cool to see them upstairs walking around and getting into the feel of the game. So I think they're going to go off that energy, and they're definitely fired up to play this game tonight.
There are six games today, another one of those, Denmark, Kazakhstan. Guys, what should we expect from the Danes in this first game in this tournament?
Lots of flow, lots of puck possession. Nick Ehlers is a star player, and he will be better here than he even is in the NHL. I mean, he will have the puck on his stick all game long, and I think that probably ends up being the difference, is there's just a couple high-end players, Nick Ehlers being one of them on Denmark. That'll be a problem for Kazakhstan.
Yeah, and if you have puck possession, that means the other team doesn't have it. And so the longer they hold on to it, and the more chances that they'll get with having the puck on their stick.
And we had a chance to chat with Frans Nielsen from Denmark before this game, a little bit not only about his expectations from the tournament, but also about the development that Denmark has done over the last couple of years to reach where they've reached this year. As we mentioned earlier in these shows, they also had their first Olympic appearance this past February. Here's what Nielsen has to say.
I mean, it's been a great ride since my way of first year. We won the B pool, and then we stayed here. I mean, it's been a lot of tournaments. It's been all about surviving and not getting relegated. But I think we finally got to a stage where, you know, we can dream a little higher. I mean, for sure, when we look at the schedule, there's some teams we believe we can beat. So I think right now, I know Germany's got a good lineup, Slovakia too, but we got those two in the last two games. So hopefully we stand there with 2 days to go, and we can give ourselves a chance to win one of those and take a quarterfinal spot.
If there's one thing that's safe to say, I don't think relegation's on the table this time around for the Danes.
No, but he's already noted. Like, he's like, okay, it's Slovakia, it's Germany. Those are our last games. And I guess he's kind of leaving Switzerland off the board, but those are the games that they need to get points out of to get to the quarterfinals. And it's not unrealistic that they could. If they get goaltending, then they'll be a threat to those teams.
Yeah, that's super important, having it on the defensive side, because if you can't trust your goalie when you're on the ice, it makes it super hard to concentrate on your own game. So having a good goalie that you know is going to save you here and there is really important.
And guys, if we're talking about competitions between Big Mike and DJ Ray Ray, obviously we've been talking over the past couple of days about our fantasy league as well. So did you guys set them up? I really hope you did.
I absolutely did yesterday. I have no idea how I did. So Ray Ray, you tell me how many points your team accumulated in day one. I know I have a team. They have points. How many did you get in day one?
Okay, well, I looked up your stats, so... I did surprisingly better than I thought I was going to do. Because at first, after like the first two games, I only had like 10 points, but I ended up with 27. And I know that's not very high, but I think I'm ranked in the top 1,000. So I'm happy about it.
Okay.
Top 1,000, like Mike said, yeah. As long as you're not at the bottom, you're doing well. So
just don't be last. How many people are in the, like, have registered? Is it thousands and thousands in our game?
There are several thousands in the fantasy league, yes, because I can tell you for sure that I am not ranked as high as Reagan. I'm not going to give you a placement.
What did you get?
I live my life by your words. As long as I'm not at the bottom, I'm fine.
So, well,
leave it at that.
There's three of us here right now talking. Did you have more or less than Reagan?
Less than Reagan.
Okay.
Not
well,
an 81.
I have no fear admitting that between the three of us, I will take the bottom, but it's fine because I'm not part of this competition. It's between you two.
Okay. Well, I had 50 points, and I don't know if that's good or not. I think my ranking was 127.
Oh, now you're just showing off.
Yeah, well,
we're done.
Although I luckily chose Seth Jones. He was my big point getter. He was 19 points. And then I obviously chose the goaltender for Finland because he was going to get a shutout, and he did. So those two guys kind of carried me most of the way. So a couple lucky picks. But I will take it, and my day one title of GM of the fantasy year over top of Reagan.
No, I'm coming back. Don't worry.
We got a lot of days to figure it out.
Well, for everyone listening to us, it's not too late to join the game. You can still create a team, still join our fantasy league. It's at fantasy.iihf.com. All you have to do is search for the Totally Ice Hockey Show League, and then you can join us and see if you can beat Mike and Reagan in the fantasy game throughout this tournament. So go ahead and do that. It is fantasy.iihf.com. Now, guys, these shows seem to go by faster and faster every single day, and I assume that every day as the excitement just grows, we're going to fly through these shows. And once again, we're going to have to part from our listeners, but not before, Reagan, your pregame skate is early today because there are three games today. It starts at 11:40 a.m. local time, 10:40 CET. What should our listeners and viewers expect from today's show?
There's going to be a lot of fun interviews and videos because we went around running and talking to all the fans yesterday, especially all the Finland fans, and they were super excited to be on camera with me. A lot of dance moves, and we're going to preview the games, obviously, and talk about what happened yesterday.
A lot of dance moves. Did those include your dance moves?
I was dancing. I actually created a dance party. You guys wouldn't believe it, but it's on video, so you're going to have to.
Well, if it's on video, then we'll have to believe it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Totally Ice Hockey Show today. You can find us across social networks, IIHF Hockey. Send us your questions. We'll answer them on the show. And don't forget to join us every morning for Twitter Spaces at 9 a.m. local time, 8 a.m. CET. And enjoy the games, guys. Packed day today, six games. I'm ready.
Let's go. Busy day. Woo! I got a team to pick for my fantasy league. I got games to prep. Let's get her going.